Indiana House lawmakers overwhelmingly voted to pass a bill Monday that would make it easier to court-martial and punish National Guard troops. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahyareas reports debate over whether part of the bill violates service members' due process rights will likely follow it in the Senate.
Many opposing this bill agree with part of it. Some lawmakers and groups, like the American Legion Indiana chapter, have issues with the provision taking away troops' right to request a court-martial instead of dealing with administrative punishments for lower-level offenses. Lisa Wilkin is vice president of the Indiana Veterans Support Council Board.
Taking the ability to demand a court-martial away gives commanders unfettered ability to give out administrative punishment that can be appealed, but that's after the fact.
The bill's author, Representative Chris Jeter, argues the administrative system is chock full of due process.
You have the right to consult with a lawyer, have witnesses, have someone in your unit speak for you, appeal the judgment. A lot more, I think, than any other employer probably would give.
Jeter and other supporters also say service members requesting court-martials in lieu of administrative punishments strain resources and morale. Opponents like Wilkin argue that doesn't appear to happen often enough to justify this provision. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahyareas.